miles from us, and another line that's 10 miles.
Yeah. In some senses, I guess you feel more kin to Mississippi than you do.
Well, most of the people in this area are Mississippians, I would say.
No, they're Louisianians.
They were born in Louisiana, but their old homestead or their father and their great-grandfather, most all of them came, not great-grandfather, but their father came from Mississippi. In this area, most all the people originally came from Mississippi. They're a little kin to Mississippi.
And then there are other types of people too, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's their country.
Like down in Lafayette, they
said,
as they call those folks,
in Lafayette, they call them.
No, just names you have for people like that.
They're good people. The people down the Kunasses, they're good people. We call them French people. Some of them are mixed, but most of the Kunasses, they call them, they're Acadians. And they're good people. We live with, in our neighborhood, raised up with some of the old Acadians. We call them French people. I mentioned to you about Frenchtown and the neighborhood we lived in. It's gone by now. They've changed it to Pleasant Hill.
And what names would they call you or me if they got mad at you? Who's that?
That's my great.
Great-grandfather.
Grandfather.
And
grandmother.
And Mississippi.
Yeah.
Got my finger.
Right.
Oh. With Grandma. No,
Grandma.
We call her Grandma. She's our stepmother.
Oh, yeah, she was.
What's her maiden name?
Not seemingly like she.
Who were you named?
Well, you know, when I got ready to, we had our retirement set up. Every one of these kids, but this oldest, this one here, was born in Bogalusa. Was Lanelle born in Bogalusa?
No.
And her. And then I'm the third child from then on.
Were you giving somebody's name?
Yeah.
I was named after an old fella by the name of Bill D. Old man Bill D. Was a neighbor of my mother and dad up here in Mississippi. When they left Mississippi, I must have been planted in Mississippi. I was born in Bogalusa. And they carried me back up there, and he told him, he said, now if you all will name him after me, when he gets 21, I'll give him a Jersey milk cow. Well, one of them says that I was named Billy. Well, my mother always said, well, your name was William, and that was your nickname. Pop said, no, we named him after old man Bill, and we called him Billy. So when I went to get my birth certificate, I couldn't find William in the records. I didn't apply for Billy. And the way I got my, it's a delayed birth certificate through the census. And that was used as a legal document. And I have still thought about trying the records in New Orleans to see if they have a record of Billy.
They don't.
So this old man, Bill, my dad, one time he, old cow died. He was going up Mississippi to get a cow. He drank a little.